Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. In the previous shiur, we saw the yisod of Rabbi Kiva Eger that a woman is not musheres on the mitzvah of the kohen to marry a besula and not a beula. That's not her problem. So this is based on the Shari Chaim in Siman Lamed. Now we're going to ask a kasha to Rabbi Kiva Eger. And we're going to have a teretz, and it's going to be in Ritz Hashem, not one of the longer lectures. In Yevamos Daf Nuntesam at Aleph, it says, "V'lo siya li'isha." When a man rapes a woman, he has to marry her. And it says in the Gemara that it has to be ha'isha ru'uya lo. It has to be somebody fit for him. And this excludes an almana to a kohen gadol. And the Gemara says, Hechidami, what's this case? So again, Amana the Kohen Gadol, we know Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry an Amana, so if he rapes her, he's not allowed to stay with her. So Hechidami, Ilan v'kidarka, if Pshat is that he had be a kidarka, so why are you telling me that he's not allowed to stay with her because she's an Amana? Pashat, she's a Ba'ula. In other words, she's Ba'ula's Atzmo, and she's not Ru'uyala. So that's why, more pashut reason, not only also mana, just put, he raped her, so of course he can't stay with her. She's a bula, bula ain't a ruila. So they ask on Rabbi Kiva Eger the following question. Kiva Eger says that she's not mitzuvah on the essay of besula velo beula. Now we learn in the Gemara in Meseches Ksubis that be'ein a ruila love will be Yisrael. If a man cannot be married to this woman, then he shouldn't marry her. Even if he raped her. Frek the Gemara, wait a second. Even if there's a losisei to marry her, let the essay of Lotia Leisha, that he should marry her, be doicha the losisei. And then the Gemara gives its famous answer, the Amra, lo ba'inan, leka la'asei kla, lo dochi, since if she says, I'm not interested, there's no more mitzvah essay. Since if she says, I'm not interested, there's no more mitzvah essay. Therefore, the essay isn't Docha Belos essay. So there's a lot of discussion on what this line means, and the Rishonim. So in the Tosis Yishanim, he writes that even though for him the essay of Losi Eli Isha is Docha Belos essay of being married to her, and he's allowed to marry her, however, he is not able to be Mekayim her because she is not Mitzuvah in the essay. And she shouldn't be over on a lav, because it's also a lav for her. Alt his essay. So he has an essay that's dochelos essay, but she is a lav. So how's she allowed to be over on the lav for the sake of his essay? So we can ask that this is all when she is in Ru'uya lo Machmas lav. But if she is a be'ula, it's shver. Because let us say that the essay of Lo Si Eleisha is Doche, the essay of Besula Velo Beula. This is according to the Rambam in Hochasib Mechalitza, Perak Vav Alacha Yud, that an essay Bekum Vase is Doche an essay B'Shev Al Taisa. So he has an essay to take this woman. And that should be docha the essay of not being with a ba'ula. Now, according to Rabbi Akiva Eger, she isn't musheres, she is not forewarned, she is not forbidden in this essay. Because she doesn't have this besula velo beula hanging over her head. Only the husband does. Only the man does. So therefore, it's not shayach to say here this reason of e amra lo beina. There's no more mitzvahs to say. That a woman can just refuse it. And we said, why should the woman refuse it? Because she can't be over on a lav because of his essay. Yes, but if we're dealing with a ba'ula, then why don't we say, al tim, that the essay of Lo Si Ele Isha should be doch the essay of Besula and not Be'ula. And then you're going to say, but what about her? Why should she be over? And the answer is, because she's not over. She doesn't have any problem here. Because she's not Musharis in this essay. So if that's the case, even if she's a Ba'ula, it should be permitted for the Kohen to marry her. Because his essay of Lo Tia Li'isha, Lo with a Vav, that he should marry this woman, should be Docha the essay of Besul of a Lo Ba'ula. And don't say, yeah, but she doesn't have an essay. Let her say she's not interested. She doesn't want to be over on the laugh. But for her, there is no laugh. And for him, there's an essay, doch an essay. And yet the Gemara says that if she's a Bula, he's not allowed to be with her if he rapes her. Why not? Essay, doch an essay. And she doesn't have a problem. And also we said in the previous shir that this is only Bulas Atzmo, that she's not Musharis. And here we're talking about Bulas Atzmo. So she's cool. So what's the problem? So the answer is that the Shagas Aryeh in Simon Sadi Aleph asks on the sheet of the Rambam that the Isure Asay of not marrying a Mitzri and an Edomi are nitchin for the assay of Yibum. And he asks, that's the sheet of the Rambam, he asks in the Gemara in Pesachim of Nuntes Lamed Aleph that the assay of Achilas Kochim is not doche the assay of Hashlama, that the Talmud Shel Ben Harbayim should be the last of the Karbanos that are brought. And therefore, Yemuchosir Kipparim is not allowed to bring his Karbanos in order to eat Kachim, because the essay of Achilas Kachim is not doche the essay of Hashlama of the Karban Talmud of Ben Harbayim being the last Karban of the day. Why not? Why is that essay not doche the other essay? Because the Gemara says, "My o mahay asay mehay asay." Why is one asay? Why is Achilas Kachim stronger than the asay of Hashlama? That the last carbon should be the carbon Shel Talmud Ben Arba'im. And it's pashut that the Rambam says that the asay of kum ve'asay is doche an asay of shei ve'al taaseh. So did you get the question? Well, this is a question on the Rambam. Because the Rambam says that the Isser Asay of Mitzri and Edomi are pushed away for the Asay of Yibum. How can one Asay push away another Asay? We see in the Gemara Pesachim that one Asay doesn't push away another Asay. So what is the Rambam talking about, asks the Shagas Aryeh. So it's pasha that the Rambam says that an essay b'kum v'asay is doche an essay b'shei v'al taseh. That's only when the essay that's pushed away is an iser assay, like mitzvah v'edomis, which is a lav haba mechlal assay. And the iser of beer with them is begedra averos iser. There the Rambam holds that just like an assay is doche lois assay, it's also doche a lav haba mechlal assay, because it's zeres hakosuv that kikiyum ha-mitzvah is doche an iser. But when the discussion is to be doche a mitzvah asay, so one mitzvah asay cannot be doche another mitzvah asay. My o mehay asay mehay asay. And according to this, in the Gemara and Pesachim, that we're talking about an essay of Hashlama, it would appear that that's a mitzvah asay, that all of that kravus of all of the karbanos should be before the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim, and Hakrava after the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim is not an Averas Isser. It's a Bittul Biyadayim of the Essay of Hashlama. Because the Essay of Hashlama teaches us that all of the Karbanos should be before the Karban of Bein Harbayim. And if you bring a Karban afterwards, so if a person brings a Karban afterwards, he's Mevatul Biyadayim, the Essay of Hashlama. So it's not considered an Averas Isser. It's considered Bittul of an Essay. And in such an instance, we say, my o mei hayase. Because one assay cannot be matir, the bittel of another assay, bekum vaseh. As you can't now bring a carbon for the sake of achilas kachim after the bein harbayim, because that's mevatel one assay for the sake of another assay. That we're not allowed to do. If it was an Averas Isser, so we could be Makayim and Asay, just like it's Asay Dechalos Asay, Asay Dechalava Bamachlal Asay. And therefore, when it comes to the Mitzrayin Adomi, so he has an essay of Yibum, so that's an essay, and then the Mitzrayin Adomi is Alaba Bamachlal Asay. But here we're not defining bringing a carbon after Bein Arbaim as a Lava Bamachlal Asay, and therefore say that let's bring the carbon and be over in the Lava Bamachlal Asay in order to be Mekayim the Asay V'chilas Kachim. No, it's a bittul of an Asay. It's bittul B'yadayim of an Asay of Hashlama. If that's the case, so there, my ome hayase me hayase. Why is one essay stronger than the other essay? It's not. And therefore, one essay is not matter the bittul of another essay. You're not allowed to bring karbanos after the Talmud Shel Bein Arbayim. When you're talking about two positive essays, one can't be mevatel the other. So now we understand that a kohen gadol who raped a woman bebia kedarka, this woman is considered isha she'ena ruyala, since she is bulas atzmo. Because since in this marriage there's bittul mitzvah's essay, lasei's besula, the essay of lo siya liisha can't be dochaben. Because that the Rambam agrees, that one essay is not docha another essay. So this person, this man, has a positive essay. What's his essay? His essay is to marry a besula. So how is Velosi Alisha, which is also a positive essay, to marry a Basula? Going to be Doche, the essay of marrying a Basula. So in Achinami, mitzad the woman there's no problem. But mitzad the man there is. For the man you can't say that his essay can't be Doche, his essay. If the issue is essay docha l'essay, we say essay can be docha l'essay, but essay can't be docha an essay. And that's why, after the man rapes this woman, he can't take her als beula, because now he has he'd be mevatel his essay of marrying a besula, and that essay of marrying a besula, you can't be mevatel in order to be mekayim below si alisha mayu mehayase. Why is this essay any stronger than that essay? So that is the teretz to the kasha that is asked in Rabbi Kiva Eger, and Baruch Hashem, we were zochah to see some light in this sugya. We should all be zochah lulmodu lelamid lishma v'lasos ulekayim es kol divrei salmud torah sabi ahavo. Amen v'amen. Shalom shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.